Alei Shir Chelek Beis, the third Shar, Shin Lamed Zayin. Pesichas Hashar, the opening of the gate. Hinenu oimdim bazeh liftoch es Shar Chinuch lamitzvoyis hazmaniyoyis bezas Hashem Yisboach. We are about to open the gate of Chinuch into the mitzvoyis that are time-bound. Nu yiseh avoydaseinu, hi ha-chinuch ha-kashu bizmanim sh'atora kava'a lanu. So the subject of avoyda will be Chinuch, training, which is associated with specific times that the Torah points out. Kegoin ha-tefillah. Tefillah happens at specific times. Hayoyim, the Seder of the day. Shabbos, that's a particular time. Yamim tovim v'chagim v'yamim noiroim v'ha-avoida mischeves mitkufoy sechayim. And furthermore, avoida, which is associated with different times in one's life. But particularly the times, the mitzvot that the Torah specifies in particular times. Ein hazemanim ho'ile eivarim medoldalim chalila ele miksha achas shel chaye Yehudi. These times are not eivarim medoldalim, is an expression from the Gemara. It refers to organs that are not attached to the body. In this sense, the author means they're not isolated things. They're not isolated particular things. Ela miksha achas. It's rather one integrated whole of the life of the Jew. And therefore, the avoda that relates to them has a common denominator, which is chinuch. This is the main thing that is new in this section of the Sefer. The idea is to train ourselves to see the whole concept of the time-bound mitzvahs from this perspective of chinuch. The meaning of chinuch is that out of all of this avodah, what should emerge is an adam mechunach, a person, a mensch who is mechunach. Not somebody who is fulfilling mitzvahs once in a while when it happens, bli kesher ben zeh lezeh, without any connection. It's this and it's that, just isolated mitzvahs. Without any strong impression being formed within him from each mitzvah. All of these mitzvahs, mitzvahs that are bound, that are linked to a particular time, are an integrated whole through which a complete Jew is woven, literally. Maseches achas, part of the loom, he's using the terminology of the loom, from which one weaves a complete Jew. Bashar Hasheni Herachnu Bezas Hashem Beikarei Ochlalei HaAvodah Musaris. In the second volume, in the second section of the Sefer, just completed, we elaborated about the Ikarim, the general principles, the roots of Avodas HaMusar. Lenoisei HaAvodah Bashar Zeh, as far as the subject of Avodah in this section of the Sefer, Ein Tzorech Bahakdamos HaArukos. We don't need the length introductions, which are the foundation for Avodas Amidos, as we had in the previous Shar. Rak achas alenu lagdim kan. We need one introductory remark. Ein la'aseis chavilois chavilois ma'inenim ha'ma'asim ha'mizbarim b'shar zeh. The idea is not to make the practical inyonim, which are described over here, not to lump them all together and to take on too much. Gam bischanchus zoy yesh laleches bitzadim itiim bezeh hazeh. Here too, in this type of chinuch, one also should take small steps, slow steps, gradually. Ve'ein likpoitz bimhirus minikuda ma'asis achas lashniyam. One should not jump from one practical exercise to the next. Lo yirak she'ein to'edus bikvitzos ele, ela gam nezek yesh bahem. Not only is there no benefit in such jumping, there is also harm. Lo nishkach b'chol ma she'anu isim b'avidah zoi ki b'chinuch anu yiskim. We must not forget in anything that you do in this avidah that we are involved in chinuch, v'chinuch mechuvan eilenu. And this training is directed towards ourselves, to change ourselves. Ein megamasen l'harbis b'fumkait. Our objective is not to embellish, to increase our frumkeit, aledeh yisafas eile pratim b'mitzvos hazmanios, by adding particular embellishments, particular details into the mitzvos that are bound by time. That's not the idea. הדקדוק במצוויס אלו הוא עניין של לימוד הלכויס וקיומן. As far as punctilious performance of mitzvois, that's a matter of learning הלכויס ו-following them. ענייננו כאן לחנך את עצמנו. The union here is to train ourselves. כי לכך ניתנו לנו המצוויס הקדושויס מן הסן התורה יצבורך. That's what the mitzvois were given to us from the giver of the Torah, שנזכה לשלימוס על ידיהן. To earn perfection, to change ourselves, to transform ourselves, and earn perfection through them. לכן, therefore, כל מגמסנו היא, our entire objective here, לקנויס בכל עניין ועניין שנעסוק בו כעניין חזק מנפשנו. With every concept that you deal with, to make it a solid part of our personality. לזה אנו מוכרחים לפעמים להסחזק בהנהגה מעשית קטנה במשך זמן רב של חודשים. To achieve this, we are sometimes obligated to spend many months on one small practical change to our conduct. עד שנראה פרי ממנה, until we see fruit from it, until we see the benefit, ועד שתהפך הנהגה קבועה אצלנו, and to the point where it becomes our regular conduct. רק אחרי זה נוכל לבוא לפרט נוסף. Only afterwards can we then move on to another detail. הדברים אמורים בעבודה היומיומית. What we just said applies to the day-to-day work. בבוא הימים הטובים הנוראים, when particular times come, for example, the Yom Tov, או ימים נוראים, ואנו עסוקים למשל בעניין תפילה. Let's say we were involved at that point, leading up to Yom Tov, let's say we were involved in תפילה. ייתכן, possibly, שנוכל לדחוק את עצמנו, possibly we can just push ourselves a little, ולהוסיף הנהגה מחויבת מעבודה סיומית, to add something which is relevant to that Yom Tov that's coming up. אם לא תכבד עלינו העבודה בשני עניינים גם יחד, unless it becomes too burdensome to deal in two עניינים simultaneously, כי אז נצטרך לדחוס אחת מפני השנייה. Then we must give them one precedence over the other. זה יסמרס, what I mean is, כמובן אפשר לעשות שני דברים למעשה. Obviously, a person can do two things practically, אך בתור עבודה של חינוך, but from the perspective of חינוך, נקפיד רק על אחת מהם. To insist only on one of them. כי כלל גדול הוא בכל עבודה מעשית. As we've said many times, there's a great idea, principle, in all practical עבודה, בשום אופן לא לעשות דברים המכבידים עלינו. Under no circumstances to do things that weigh down on us, that burden us. יסוד זה הסבר בעזרת השם בהרחבה בשעה השני. We explain this in detail in the second part of the Sefer. מאמר החינוך. Paragraph א' is entitled שתי ברכויס. שתי ברכויס יש לנו ב-18. We're going to focus on two ברכויס that appear in the עמידה. בוינה ירושלים, that one, ומצמיח קרן ישועה. שתיים עניין אחד להם, they have the same concept in common. הגאולה האחרונה, they both speak about the ultimate redemption, אבל הם מסחלקו לשתיים, nonetheless, חזל split them into two. בניין ירושלים וצמיחת המשיח. Those words are italicized as בוינה ירושלים, the construction, the building of ירושלים, and then צמיחת המשיח. Now those words connote different things, and the author will elaborate, but basically binyan is from the context of construction. It connotes a methodical construction of an edifice through a plan that exists already. Tzmicha is something which is organic and gradual. Let's see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu boine iroy. We say in that bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building Yerushalayim, meaning b'chol yomei segalus, throughout the galus, throughout the thousands of years, who mesabev sibois b'izkashishu samim b'nehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges things partially through the struggles of the nations among themselves, their own wars, etc. Uviyachasam el yodim asher b'techam, and also in their relationship to the Jews who live among them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is arranging this and manipulating this עד שתצא מזה הגאולה, until such time as the Geula will come through all of these events. Kibbutz HaGaluyos ubinyan Yerushalayim. The Geula will be the returning of all the exiles and the building of Yerushalayim. Zehu HaNoseh HaPnimi shel kol ha-historia ha-olamit. That's really the internal theme of all of world history. What appears to be completely disparate is really all coordinated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the theme of world history to ultimately lead to the Geula. יחד עם זה, at the same time, יש עוד מהלך פנימי בהשגחת יתברך. There is another internal process within Providence. להוציא חוטר מגזע ישי. That's of course a paraphrase of the pasuk in Yeshayahu, I think in Perikud Aleph, to allow the branch to emerge from the trunk of Yeshai, that's the Mashiach. Zoytze micha itis vikvis. This is a slow, consistent growth, ad sheyetze hapri, until the fruit emerges, ha-melech ha-mashiach migeze David ha-melech. The Mashiach who comes from the branch of, or the trunk of David ha-melech. Ha-tzmicha itzmicha organit kegidul ha-itz mishoshe. The growth here is organic growth like the tree grows. Ha-binyan, in contrast, building, it's not something that's organic and slow and imperceptible. You add one row of bricks to the next row of bricks, according to a plan that existed originally. So these are the two processes within divine providence. Anu mechanim oisam, it should be, not oisam. Anu mechanim oisam b'musaginu ha'inoishi, binyan utzmicha. So we use these terms with our human terminology. We call it binyan utzmicha, building or construction and growth. Anu regilim b'hem gam echim medinim. We're used to these terms also from political life. Kol medina tzricha chaklaus v'ta'asiya kidei kiyuma. Every country needs agriculture and industry in order to survive, to thrive. Hachaklaus megadel es kol ma she'aretz matzmicha. Agriculture has to do with growth, whatever the country, the land sprouts, etc. V'ta'asiya bona batei charoshes v'arim letzocha bnei medina. And industry builds factories and provides products, etc. for the needs of the population. These two concepts of growth and construction are really the foundations of political life. Base, ha-yesoid v'asherish, foundation and the root. So shnei ma'alachim ele, these two processes which you just described, anu mitzim gam b'tipuach ha'adam, we find also in cultivating a mensch. Mi she'enu ragil b'shitchiyus kazes, a person who knows not to be so superficial, la'avoyer al bituyei sfarin ha'kedushim kemlitzes, to scan over various expressions in Sifei HaKodesh as just turns of speech, figures of speech. Ele medayek be'meitev, a person who's rather going to examine carefully these expressions, hu ya'amoid be'iyun, such a person will examine closely al arba samilim ha'reshonos b'Mesilas Yesharim, the first four words in Mesilas Yesharim. Yesoid ha-chasidus v'shoyresh ha-avidah ha-temimah v'chulei. The Ramchal here speaks about the foundation of chasidus, which now that we've been sensitized to it, we can see is a term taken from construction. When you build an edifice, there's a foundation. V'shoyresh ha-avidah ha-temimah. And then there's a root of avidah, which of course is taken from the terminology of botany. Harekan oisam ha-lachim. The same processes we described in paragraph Aleph above. Venis boine, let's examine. Chasidus hi me'akoymois elinois bivinyan adam ha'shelem. Chasidus is one of the upper levels, one of the extreme achievements, the upper levels in the edifice of an Adam Shalem, a truly perfected human being. K'moy kol ba'is, like any structure. Gam binyan ha'adam mushtas al yesod chazak. The edifice of a human being is also founded on strong foundations. Hanui says kol habinyan, the foundations that carry the entire edifice, uviladavu yipol, without which the structure will collapse. Then avidat mima, the second part of the Ramchal's phrase, hitzmicha organit ach mechuvenes beruchaniyus shel adam. It's an organic but directed growth in a person's spirituality. Kol tzmicha matchila im sheresh. Every growth begins with a root. It's only from the root that the plant can suck up its vitality, to the point where ideally the fruit matures. So avidah that the Ramchal is speaking about is a process of slow and organic growth within the human being. The kinyan ma'alois, to obtain certain levels, it's a matter of learning and acquiring, absorbing regular forms of conduct. Pashutu, it is obvious, ki kinyan ma'alois hu geder shel binyan lefi tochnis. to achieve these ma'alois, it's comparable to a building which is built according to a plan, kegoin ze shel ha'braisa shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, like the braisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair upon which the Mesilas Yesharim is built. That's obvious. Loi kol kach pashut la'avin she'avodat hi beged atzmicha. What's not so simple to understand is that avoida should be described in terms of organic growth. Kedei la'avin ze, so in order to understand this, ne'azer baramban will be aided by the Ramban. Ala pasuk, on this pasuk, es Hashem elokecha tira ve'isoisa avoid. You ought to hold Hashem in awe and serve Him. V'chule. The Ramban writes, ve'ye perush ve'isoisa avoid bedatam. So the perush of ve'isoisa avoid, according to Chazal, shetiyelo bechol eis ke'eved hakanoi, that you should be to Hakadosh Baruch Hu like an eved. Ha'oisem meleches raboy ikar ve'tzochei atzmoi arai, an eved who makes his master's melacha the ikar, and his own needs secondary. Ad she'avoy mizeh ma she'amru, until such time as from that, what will emerge is what Chazal say, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, that all your deeds are l'shem shamayim. V'yiskaven b'chol tzorchei haguf, and regarding any physical need, the person's intent must be la'mikra she'kasuv, he must deal or satisfy his physical needs, based on the pasuk that says Ahalela Hashem bechayai azamra lelekai beoidi. Based on this pasuk in Tehillim, I will serve Hashem as long as I live. This is Vayeschanan in Shishi. So the author now paraphrases the Ramban. Avoida italich pnimi. Avoida is an inner process, something that happens within the person. Hamaschid beavdus keeved hakanoi. It begins as avdus. Umagia b'meshach hazman v'atzmichad l'shem shamayim. Over time and over growth, it gets to l'shem shamayim. Ultimately, Meramez Ramban, the Ramban, by citing that particular pasuk, is hinting that one's avoida has to be associated with the very concept of life. Together, Ahalela Hashem bechayai, I praise Hashem in my life, through my life. Avoida must grow together with one's life, and as an organic part of life. Gimel, it's entitled Chinuch Habonim, so training children. Ka'eis lo nedaber al atzmicha ruchanit, we're not talking about the spiritual growth, ela la gidul hativi shel hayeled, rather than the natural growth of the child, the natural development, shegam olech bederech tzmicha. That too progresses in a way that can be termed tzmicha, plant growth. Ki ha'adam eitz asadeh, the pasuk says this in Devarim, ha'adam eitz asadeh, we compared it to a tree. Venoma, let us say, Chinuch u binyan hayeled b'anhaga shederech eretz uvatira. Chinuch is to build, binyan hayeled, to build a child in modes of behavior of derech eretz and in tira. Chochmas hachinuchi, the chochma of chinuch, where does the wisdom come into it? Lehat imes binyan hayeled im gidulo ativi, to match this process of building the child with his natural growth. To match the two. Kedisnan b'avois perikei, as the Mishnah Pekei Avos teaches, bein chameish la'mikra, 5 years old, to learn Tanakh, bein eser la'mishnah, at 10 to learn Mishnah, bein shloshes la'mitzvois, bein chameishes la'gmara, v'chule ayen sham u'mefarshim. Kavu Chazal here establish, ki agidul hativi shel ha'sechel, it's the natural growth of the mind, the natural maturing of one's intellect, that determines, kovea, mosai la'schilim li'vodot mikra. When one should begin to teach the child, the average child, Tanakh, Mishnah, Ugmara, v'chidavka gil shloishesen, and again the Mishnah establishes that Tavka, the age of 13, who was a man of mechayv kiyuma mitzvois, that's the age that obligates one to become obligated in kiyuma mitzvois. Ki rak az magi asechel, only then does the mind mature, lichdei ubanta deliba, sufficient insight, sufficient understanding, lishayv b'mitzvois. So again, we're talking about matching the natural growth of one's abilities to derech eretz and tira. Im b'mitzvoyes ulimud tira kach, if this is true in mitzvoyes ulimud tira, ban hagaz derech eretz alachas kama v'chama. When it comes to teaching the child and training the child in derech eretz, all the more so, shetzichim latim oisah leitpatchus ha'ochani sheled. One has to match it to the spiritual development of the child. Zoy si chochmas chinuch. Once again we say, this is the wisdom of chinuch. Lodas, to know, Mosai Lidrish Ezanagama Yelet, when to demand a particular type of behavior from the child, to insist on it, Umasal Landesa Mutar Vesasum, when to teach him, this is permitted, this is forbidden. Begiloi Vedargas Hispatchusoi, Toluigam Ken Kitsad Umadoshim Umelamdim. It's the age of the child and the level of his development that determines what we demand of him, what we teach him. Every age has its own language, its own sensitivity. So if the building of the child and the person matches his natural growth, then chinuch succeed. But if we teach him, or demand of him, or speak to him, not in accordance with his age, one will not see success. If a person insists on constantly building the child, not in accordance, not matching at his age, one causes harm to the child. And one causes harm to the shibush, in the sense of harm to the warm relationship that should be there between mechanchim and the charges. Perhaps these words seem as obvious, just taken for granted. The fact that many do not succeed in chinuch, that stems, they don't understand this fundamental idea of matching growth and construction, what we've spoken about over here, and they don't pay attention to the processes of growth. Adkan.